This is JIS News. Coming up, $600 million to be spent on welfare to work program. Health Ministry urges persons to avoid self-diagnosis for chikungunya virus and members of Clowns Without Borders currently in Jamaica. Details after the break. Stay with us.
I'm Mario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is advising persons experiencing symptoms resembling those of chikungunya to visit their doctor for confirmation instead of assuming they have the virus. A release from the ministry indicates that it has received reports that persons have been resorting to self-diagnosis with regards to chikungunya. The ministry underscores that it uses a sensitive definition of the virus to help ensure new cases are not missed. Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Decass, says diseases such as influenza and dengue fever, with symptoms similar to chikungunya, continue to circulate on the island. The ministry has recorded 85 suspected cases and has received 24 confirmations for chikungunya from the Caribbean Public Health Agency. The parishes for which confirmations have been received remain St. Thomas, St. Catherine, St. Anne, and Kingston and St. Andrew. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, joint pain, headache, muscle pain, and a rash. Although it does not often result in death, joint pains and stiffness can last for months and even years. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is introducing a $600 million welfare to work program for 2,000 beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. This should see a reduction in the number of Jamaicans dependent on welfare support over the next 2 years. The initiative will be carried out under the Steps to Work program, which targets working-age members of families on PATH, providing them with training and on-the-job experience to boost employability.
Looking ahead, the Steps to Work program will support the ministry's graduation strategy, which will see some 1,000 PATH families, or about 2,000 individuals, participating in the phased implementation of a welfare-to-work program.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer. He was speaking at a recent closing ceremony for the 2014 Steps to Work summer camp in St. Andrew. And the Minister of Labour and Social Security has expressed full confidence in the National Insurance Board, which provides advice on investments of funds for the National Insurance Scheme. The board began a new 2-year term earlier this year and is chaired by economist Ralston Hyman. Minister Derek Kellyer says the work of past and present members of the board has resulted in the robust economic position of the National Insurance Fund, which stands at approximately $70 billion and has led to growth in the investment portfolio of the facility.
Already, we are investing in the areas of construction, manufacturing, tourism, financial services, and real estate. And there are some huge investment projects in the pipeline. Through the NIF, we have acquired office spaces in most parishes throughout Jamaica, in addition to the acquisition of land in St. Anne's Bay for the purpose of building new offices and renting space.
And two members of the internationally acclaimed Spanish humanitarian organization Clowns Without Borders, or Payasos Sin Fronteras, are in Jamaica for a series of engagements involving over 600 children and close to 200 childcare practitioners. The visit is being jointly facilitated by the Embassy of Spain in Jamaica and the Spanish Jamaican Foundation. The team will conduct master classes or workshops on alternative grief and trauma interventions, incorporating play and drama therapy, a relatively new concept to Jamaica. One session is underway today, September 9, at the Edna Manley College for the Visual and Performing Arts, and will target drama students of the institution, as well as social workers and psychologists from the Child Development Agency. The members, Christina Julia and Jordi Saban, will also be giving special performances for children aged 4 to 12 years, deemed to have been psychologically affected, primarily by incidents of violence, among other factors. These will be held at the Edna Manley College on September 9 and Sam Sharp Teachers College in Montego Bay, St. James on September 12. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.